This goes to Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, fax 989-875-8934, regarding Larry Weimer, W-Y-M-E-R, date of birth 2-16 of 1946. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Weimer with stage 3A to B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, history of calcium oxalate, kidney stones, and prior obstructive uropathy. His last visit was July 1st of this year. However, in August of this year, he was having right upper quadrant abdominal pain. It was thought to be cholecystitis. The surgeon actually started surgery, laparoscopic surgery, and found a tumor on the liver and gallbladder. She did take several biopsies to determine the type, and he states that it's called cholangiocarcinoma, and he has had two rounds of chemotherapy, which he is tolerating very well. He did lose 10 to 20 pounds when he was diagnosed, but now the weight is beginning to bounce back up. His appetite is good. The pain is completely gone. And he's hoping he's going to feel better and that the chemo will be successful. He states that the prognosis is not very good, though, and he understands that. But he does have a very good attitude and outlook about this. And his wife is also present for this visit. Currently, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no abdominal pain, no flank pain, no ascites. He does have edema of the left forearm and hand and has had multiple studies to rule out blood clots or other blockages. He does have a port in the right chest, but they state there's no problems associated with that port. But he does have the edema, and he's wearing a compression garment up on the right arm down to his wrist. He's been getting weekly labs. Or every other week while on chemo. And his chemo, his oncologist is affiliated with the Carson City Hospital. He does not have edema of the lower extremities. Medications, I want to highlight the Flomax 0.4 milligram daily. Finasteride is 5 milligrams daily, and other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 196 pounds, and that is a 5-pound increase since his visit with us in July. Pulse is 75, and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 56. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft without ascites. And no edema of the lower extremities, but he does have a visible edema in the left hand. And the compression garment is in place from his wrist up to the upper arm on the left arm. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/15 of this year. His white count was 30.38, hemoglobin is 9.5, hematocrit 28.8, platelets low at 69,000. This is being followed by oncology. His creatinine was 1.53 with estimated GFR of 46. Calcium is 8.8. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin is 3.5. Bilirubin 0.4. Alkaline phosphatase is 125. Total protein is 5.7. AST and ALT are normal. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3A chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. He'll continue to get his weekly labs as long as he's receiving the chemotherapy. After that, we'd like him to be doing monthly labs for us. 2, hypertension, and 3, cholangiocarcinoma, being treated currently with chemotherapy. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.